Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems Learning Tonight has been generously sponsored by Dr. Chuck and Maureen Ovitzky in commemoration of the yahrzeit of his beloved father, Erwin Ovitzky, Yisrael Zev ben Pinchas. Halevi, his neshama should have an aliyah, and b'schus, the merit of learning Torah Barabim, should be a merit for your entire family. We are in Aruch Chaim, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Megillat, Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Hei. And so important for us to be mindful of all of the dinim of Purim, and sometimes the mistakes, the assumptions, the presumptions that we fall ourselves prey to, and specifically the difference and the distinction between the evening and the day. Sometimes there are those who submit to the possibility for which there's drinking or suda that's part and parcel to the mitzvah in and of itself in the evening, whereas of course we know that it's bayom, that it's during the day. So tonight we address specifically the mitzvah of suda. And this year, of course, we know it's a little bit more complicated because it's Erev Shabbos. We'll get to that a little bit more tomorrow. But for tonight, the Mechaber tells us in Halacha Aleph, Sudas Purim She'osa Balayla, one who to make a Sudas Purim, that means Laman, for the purpose of what we call the Sudas Purim, one who did it in the evening, L'yotzi Dechavaso, says the Mechaber, one would not be in fulfillment of their obligation. Because we have to have that fulfillment on the actual day, not the evening. There are a number of mitzvahs that we do twice. We say Kriya Shema in the evening and again during the day, biblically. But here in this situation, we of course know, says the Mechaber, you make your Purim Suda in the evening, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Says the Rama, Rabbi Moshe Israelis, in the glass, Mikol Mokom, one should nonetheless be mindful. Gam Balayla, even though it's true you're not fulfilling your obligation through that Suda, but even in the evening, Yismach V'yarbek Tzas B'Suda, you know, you should embellish somewhat. You should enjoy somewhat. It's not called your Suda's Purim, but you should enjoy. You should have some bit of mishtef, simcha. You should enjoy. We'll understand what that means. But first and foremost, we know when it says, she'osa balayla, we're talking about in the evening, yodalit. So says the Mishnah Brura, the v'yarbek tzas besuda, when the Rama says, you should nonetheless still embellish, increase, enjoy, v'afilu kishal yodalit b'motzei Shabbos. Even if it would be that the 14th of Adar would fall out on Saturday night on Motzei Shabbos, the asa suda chashuva b'suda shlishis. If a person makes a very large, and appropriately so, shalosh shudis, third Shabbos meal, mikol mokum tzarech laharbos k'tzatz b'layla, nonetheless, even though you're full, Motzei Shabbos you have a malava malka, right? So Motzei Shabbos, if that would be the case, so nonetheless, so good, in the evening you should also laharbos k'tzatz b'layla l'chvod Purim, you should also make a suda that's also in honor of Purim. You'd have like a double dip. You'd have the ability to make a Malava Malka and a Suda's Purim. It's not the Suda Purim, but it's the embellishment, it's the enjoyment of that as well. However, you should know, Ach Enu Suda's Kemo L'mocha. That is not to be compared to the Suda for tomorrow, meaning the next day. That is the Suda. As great as the Suda you make in the evening, if you make a big Purim party the night of, the evening obviously is not in fulfillment of your obligation. It's still a nice thing to do, but that's not your fulfillment. The Shem Tzarech Laharbos Yoyser. All the more so, on Purim itself, you have to embellish, you have to make it great, you have to make it grand, you have to make it glorious. Of course, this you have to keep it very, very safe. But those are the important points that the Mishnah Berurah points out, the difference between the evening and the day. Two final thoughts here in the Dishur Mishnah Berurah. He points out, what are you supposed to eat? Does it matter what you eat? So listen to this. L'inyan de'im Tzarech Lechol Pas Besudas Purim. Are you obligated to wash your hands? A bread meal. As we know on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, we have an obligation to wash our hands. Lechem Mishnah, two loaves of bread, of challah. So that, does that obligation extend itself as well to Suda's Purim? So he explains, quotes a number of poskim that say, the kevin shekosev yimei mishta v'simcha. Since it says in the Megillah that these are days of mishta, of joyousness, of simcha, of celebration and feasting, v'tzarech suda kavua, you have to make a set meal, an established, prominent meal. V'ein suda below pas gomor, and there is no suda, what we call suda meal. You're going out for lunch, but you have a suda that's kavua, that's established, that happens al yidei pas gomor. Pas gomor is the language that the poskim use here. Pas gomor is like appropriately, so a loaf of bread. V'chein kosov aruch ha-shulchan, so says the aruch ha-shulchan, she'en yoytzei dei choyva suda, purim below pas, you do not fulfill your obligation, it's not with mezonos. The Magen Avraham is cholik on the Aruch HaShulchan, but nonetheless, the Aruch HaShulchan says, do not fulfill your Suda's Purim without pas, kevan she'ein mishta below pas, because there isn't what we call feasting, this celebration of a meal without bread. Good, so you're going to wash your hands, you're going to have a Suda, which is why this year in particular, you have to be sure to have it early enough that you have, let's say, avon, hearty appetite for Suda Shabbos Friday night. we tend to associate l'teyavon only with regards to Erev Pesach and have a slavos and excitement for eating the matzah mitzvah. But also here as well, you have a suda on Erev Shabbos. You have to finish it in time so there's enough room for us to be able to be hungry. And finally, what about having milchiks or fleishiks? Would it make a difference? Again, Erech HaShulchan, only inyan, the imtsarach le'echol basar with sudas perm. This is a fan favorite in the Erech HaShulchan. Right? Should I save my fleishik meal for Shabbos? What about Purim? So Kosov, Aruch HaShulchan says, Aruch HaShulchan, Al Pi HaRambam, quotes from the Rambam, Maimonides, Perek Beis, Milchus Megillah, Halacha Tezvav. So he says, Tzitzarech lechol basar besudas Purim. You should eat meat at your Purim Suda. She'ein Suda Chashuva below basar. Because it's not appropriate. If you're going to have a very important, prominent meal, you don't have a prominent meal without meat. Right, so therefore he says that, and finally he says she'ein simcha el v'basa. Like the Rambam famously says, there is no simcha, there is no joy, there is no feasting and celebration ad kedei kach without having basa. So you should wash your hands, you should have your meat, be sure to it that you embellish and enjoy the evening of, but certainly wait to have your primary suda on Purim day itself.